I'm Bob McIntyre. An organization launched in Timmins today is focused on elevating women in trades and technology. Women in Trades and Tech Timmins was introduced at a general meeting of the Chamber of Commerce. Co-chair Ashley Richards-Gagnon told the meeting that its mission is being a welcoming, inclusive network supporting women in trades and tech careers.
Whether you're a licensed electrician, a greenhouse technician, a welder, a hairstylist, or working in digital systems, you have a place here. We want to build a culture where mentorship, learning, advocacy, and community go hand in hand.
Men are also encouraged to join as allies. South Porcupine is getting a new water tower in a project worth $26.7 million. City Hall's Infrastructure and Growth Director Scott Tam says the 10-million-liter tower will replace the 6.8-million-liter reservoir.
We are upsizing because this will help with some of the future development in the South Porcupine area. We know that water does have some bottlenecks when it comes to future growth of South Porcupine areas.
The tower will be 58 meters tall, that's 190 feet. Tam says the height allows water to flow into the distribution system via gravity. That eliminates the need for pumps and the added cost of maintaining them. The tower will be on Goldmine Road next to the existing pressure-reducing station. Keep your umbrella handy for Sunday morning in the Iroquois Falls area to keep you dry while you make breakfast on the barbecue. Northern Ontario Wires says the electricity will be off from 8 in the morning until 6 at night. It's needed for Hydro One to perform maintenance on the transmission system. The interruption affects the area between Tunis and Porquis, including Iroquois Falls. The weather forecast is a better than even chance of rain. A new report says governments need to double the current pace of home construction across the country if they want to get to 2019 housing affordability levels. Canada Mortgage and Housing says new estimates show up to 480,000 new homes need to be built every year for the next decade for that to happen. By province, the most significant housing supply gaps are in Ontario and Nova Scotia, which saw some of the fastest rising housing costs due to the pandemic. Another is British Columbia.